بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. معنا أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمرو بن الخطاب رضي الله عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله جل جلاله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. In this hadith we previously read two other hadith that a person's tawbah is accepted until the sun will rise from the west, that is, which will be a clear and major sign of Qiyamah, and everyone will know now that Qiyamah is coming. And when that clear sign comes, after that people's tawbah will not be accepted. That will be on a whole global international level for the whole world, that now the doors of tawbah are closed. Also the doors of Iman are closed now. Any person who accepts Iman, after that his Iman also will not be accepted. Now in this hadith we are taught on an individual basis, until when does a person's tawbah, is it accepted. So Hazrat Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of a person until the throes of death do not appear. That is sakarat, when he sees now Malakul Maut has come, and then and his ruh has now come out from his body and is at his throat, which is known as sakarat, the last moments of death. The clear signs of death have come. So at that time now his tawbah is not accepted after this. And this is that the clear, that what was ghaib, and we have to bring Iman on the unseen. That Iman is acceptable, is valuable by Allah. And that Iman, what a person sees, that is mushahada, that is not valuable by Allah, that is not acceptable. So when a person will see the life of the Akhirat, Malakul Maut will have come, and then his tawbah will not be accepted. So until that time, when things of the Akhirat, we cannot see them with our physical eyes, we believe them, we believe in them with our heart, till then our Iman, our Islam, everything is accepted. But when that unseen, the ghaib, will become mushahada, we will see it, and then the tawbah, Islam of a person, etc., will not be accepted, except for those who had already brought Iman and they carry on doing good, theirs will still be accepted. Yugharghir, this which comes in this hadith of the sound that comes at sakarat, when a person is passing away, literally means to place a drink into the mouth and push it to the back of the throat without swallowing it. That when what is called gharghara. When a person makes wudu, this also a person should do. It is part of wudu also, and very healthy also, to clear the throat. That a person takes water, of course if he's fasting, then this he should not do. But when a person is not fasting, then his water should go to the throat, and he makes that sound of passing that water at his throat. That is what it literally means, this gharghara. It refers to the state of a person who is in his final moments of life, and his soul has reached the bottom part of his throat. That is, when the soul it is taken out from the toes, from the feet, and then it comes up. And now when it reaches here by the throat, and now it is going to leave, and a dying person at that time, the sounds that come sakarat, until that time the tawbah of a person is accepted. When it reaches here now at the throat, and then tawbah is not accepted. So a person should never delay tawbah. He should make it on as soon, unfortunately, if a sin is committed, he should make his tawbah. Otherwise, generally, every day we should make tawbah, every morning, evening, and a person must be in the habit of making tawbah. And really tawbah means to change our lives. Not only the words of tawbah, which are also very valuable and required also, but that we change for the better. This hadith teaches us that repentance is only valid if it takes place before a person reaches a state when life is slipping away and is unlikely thereafter, that when he realizes, he is convinced now that life is now going, I'm dying now, I'm going to be dead, then at that time his tawbah is not accepted. Till before that, Allah Ta'ala accepts tawbah. And unfortunately, a ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. A ni'mat, when it is lost, then we appreciate it. Now at the moment, perhaps even after this, Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah. But we don't really think of it, we don't make it, we are not serious about it. When that moment will come, then we will be desperate and we'll wish that I could have made my tawbah before. But now the ni'mat of life will have been gone already. Now that tawbah of that time is not great, it's not valuable, it's not acceptable. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Forgiveness is not for those people who commit evil all the time. حَتَّى إِذَا حَذَرَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Until the time of mort comes to a person. قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. And now he says, I make tawbah. So Allah says, when the person reaches that state, when mort is clear, a person, we can see malakul mort already with his eyes. Fortunate are those people who Allah, because of their iman and amal, give them the strength of witnessing actually and knowing and still be in their proper senses at that time. One lady in Port Shepstone, some many years ago, she told her son, that her grandson that read Yasin Sharif, Malakul Maut has come already and he is present in the room already. So these people who were so fortunate that their minds were still in order at that time. Otherwise, when Malakul Maut comes and the signs of Akhirat, a person is not in his proper mind at that time. So it is on the iman and amal of a person. Anyway, when that clear signs come, which is a 100% thing, then a tawbah is not accepted. Until that time it is accepted. One's repentance is not accepted at such a time because one has already seen the angels of punishment. But now he sees that angel, a person who didn't make tawbah, he sees the farishta of mort also who comes and were to punish the person. The ulama have written, innal matloob, what is required of a person, al-imanu bil-ghayb, iman in the unseen, that is what is called iman, which the Quran Sharif says right at the beginning, al-ladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb, that is iman. Not what we see. Today we say seeing is believing. Believing is not what you don't see and you believe in it. That is what is called believing. And what you see, that even a dog and a donkey also, a dog, you show it a piece of meat, it will come for it. You show it a stick, it will run away. So that is that iman or the eyes what we see. But the iman of a mu'min is on the unseen. And they're having that conviction. That is that iman. La bil mushahada. Iman is not that what we see with our eyes. And we want everything must be logical. If we must be able to understand it, then only we accept it. If I can understand it, it makes sense to me, then I believe in it. That is not what iman, what I understand. What Allah has ordered me to believe in, I believe in that. And I accept it wholeheartedly. That is what is called iman. Belief in the unseen is the objective, not belief in perceived things, what we see, etc. May Allah give us the reality of iman and keep us with this iman and tawbah regularly we should make. Our sins we make all the time, but tawbah we do not commit. And a person might wonder that now as we are sitting here, what sins am I committing now? But if we just have to understand it, what thoughts are coming in our minds even now? Many wrong thoughts come in our mind even now. From that we have to make tawbah. And there are many other things that we are presently in that we have to think, I have to make tawbah from. May Allah give us the reality of tawbah and the reality of iman.